Hi again.
Hi mate, just merging into Alex. I've got a feeling there's an update. One sec.
Okay, cool. I have to excuse me eating my food.
Okay, so that's Jason, Alex, Nikki and I, far away.
Okay, Benchman is a fucking basket case right now. He's almost in tears. He's like, I'm fucked, my life is over. The people that he had his existing legal fucking fallout with, apparently, who he has the 200 grand note against, note against the house, he says, they fucking hate me. I told George this, they'll never accept another note against the house. I said this all along, it just won't happen, they won't agree to it, I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked. Dan Harrod's dropped me. Kelly's not responding. I'm being made out. He's not in a good place.
Yeah, okay.
He's really not in a fucking good place. What's the way forward as far as Grosvenor are concerned? Do we know?
At this point, if I'm a betting man, this ain't going to happen.
So he's in for a bill of nearly 100 grand legal fees.
Yeah.
And then whatever comes back from Harry Tuesday, Wednesday. Now we still don't know whether there's.
But say they spend 100 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on one sec.
Hi there.
All right. Both of you just joining.
Say they can do it.
Seems to basically, and Harrod and Kelly seem to have dropped Stuart. Is that what seems to be happening?
On the basis that Stuart has gone and said, yes, I'm getting the paperwork today, and apparently the paperwork still isn't right, and I don't know why it's not right, but his solicitor will sign it apparently today.
Yeah.
Now, apparently he has spoken to Richards, and Richards are wanting to know about, are wanting some information from Barclays, who are his mortgage, who have the mortgage on his house, with regards to these existing charges. So Stuart's story. Now, he said, I told George this, I won't get this approved, la, 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 la. And I'm like, well, hold on a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, we know that it's been paid for effectively. So that's...
Listen. I told David Bailey and I told Stuart and I said as the first point of call, yeah, you must do check that Stuart has appropriate funding available to make this happen in equity in his house. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like David Bailey has reneged on that. So Bailey has ignored the fact that he hasn't secured that actually the Petland can raise this. Yeah.
Stuart saying he told you, it's not just Stuart saying he told someone.
No, Stuart said to me that he had an additional charge on the property. Yeah?
Yeah. And you said check that out for someone else. And
I said David Bailey and Stuart that they must check that out, that the equity can be raised against the house, or there's no point proceeding down this road, because I didn't know for sure. But obviously, I'm aware that he's effectively taking a loan from Grosvenor, yeah? And then if he can't raise the loan, and what's actually happened conversations and so on. Yeah?
Yeah.
So Grosvenor are now saying, hang on, we are going to need approval as a minimum from Barclays to agree to do this loan. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And that could be 10 days.
Which is, by the way, the norm. Yeah. So then,
which is normal.
Andrew is saying it'll take 2 days. The reality, this is going to take fucking ages because, like you just said, it's Barclays are 10 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bottom line of all of this is there's no fucking way by Tuesday or Wednesday that he's going to get any money loaned to him from Grosvenor, or I would imagine anyone else accepting.
He's calling me back. I'll jump off and I'll come back.
Okay, mate. Just call into me, mate. So... Okay, hang on a second. I need to ring that whole shit and get him on this. Hi guys.